partners on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
It is time on the Health and Wellbeing Show now to talk about people, which you may think that sounds a little bit vague, but very much about how people work, how they take life on a day-to-day basis, and potentially, if there are little hiccups along the way, how we can deal with those. And one person who knows a lot about people and how they all work is Sonia Saxton. Hello, Sonia.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit about your thinking of how people work and what we're going to talk about today.
Well, people are your most expensive asset in a business. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how your people function, how are you going to make the best of them? So, for example, you know, if you remember the last time you went out and bought one of those fancy washing machines and there were so many programs on it that you thought, well, gosh, you know, I only need to know how to do this sort of program and I'll just
lights
use
and darks
that.
Sorted.
Yes. And with your people, sometimes, you know, you need to understand a bit more about their software, because that's what makes them a success in business, and it can make or break your business if you don't understand what makes them tick. It's all very well thinking it's just about, you know, checking the qualifications, making sure they know what they're doing technically. But you know what? People are about emotion. And that emotion is about whether they're really motivated to do what they want or they're not. So, for example, thinking about that washing machine again, you know, if it doesn't work, you might take it back to the shop. You might ask yourself, is it cheaper to get it fixed? Well, you know, it's better to notice whether, in fact, you could fix what's going on for your people. What could you do to recognise what's going on for them and do something about it? Sometimes employers make the mistake of thinking, oh, it'll sort itself out. But you know what? If somebody's not motivated, they're not enjoying what they're doing, you'll soon notice it in your figures. Everybody would benefit from having a blueprint of their employees when they're okay. And what do they look and sound like when they're not okay? Because when you then recognise the difference, you can do something about it. You don't want to wait until somebody is off sick and say, ah, there's something definitely wrong there because they're off with stress. That's very expensive. It's much better to notice it early on so that you can sort it.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the washing machine analogy then. So if we are, we're going to keep our washing machine and we're going to get it fixed. The best step for your washing machine is to call your washing machine repairman. Mm-hmm. You don't deal with washing machines, you deal with people. Mm-hmm. So you could be the people repair woman, if you like. People can give you a call and talk to you about whatever problem that is. You are Sonia Saxton, just to remind people. How would you go about, or how would you advise somebody else going about starting to fix that problem or to deal with the issues that somebody might be having?
Well, first of all, a bit like, you know, some other equipment that has guarantees, this has a guarantee too that will fix it or give you your money back. The first step is really sitting down with them and finding out what's going on for them. There are two things that you should always know about people. One is what really motivates them. And two, what switches off that motivation? So here are those important questions. And the language is important there. What are some of the things that are important to you about whatever that is, maybe their role, about what they're doing? Stay away from saying, so tell me what's important to you. That is not as helpful. Always use what are some of the things that are important to you about this. And then you need to know what switches them on and off. This is based on people's belief patterns about what they are doing. And if they've got some baggage about stuff, feeling defensive or something like that, you can find out what that on-off switch is by asking this question. If this had worked for you what sorts of things will be put in place? Now, if they say to you, well, you know, stop them criticising my work or give me more appreciation, this is a clue as to what's getting in the way. So two things, what motivates them? What switches them on and off? That way, you'll know as a starting point what you need to do next. And that might be about ringing somebody who can fix it, like ourselves or someone else you trust, so that you can actually get them back delivering as they were before, when they were motivated, upbeat and ready for work.
So how can people get in touch then, Sonia? How can they find out more about what you do at Saxton Partners and, importantly, what Saxton Partners could do for them?
First of all, to ring me. Let's find out, you know, what's working, what isn't. Then I can help you think through a plan for resolving it. And that might be about, yes, you could just ask people to come see me and we'll sort it out in the team. Or it might be about me equipping you with the tools to be able to do some of those things yourself, which would save you a lot of money.
SaxtonPartners.co.uk, I believe, is your website, so people can have a little look about what you do and find the phone number to give you a call and have a chat. And you work with businesses that are teeny tiny, small businesses right up to huge ones. I know you've been all over the world helping companies, so there is probably nothing you haven't heard before. Sonia Saxton, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Saxton Partners on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.